Sally.
Why, Cecil, what's the matter?
Oh, I fell down the front steps coming over here.
Oh, Cecil, what happened?
I tripped on the top step and picked myself up on the bottom.
Did you fall?
Did I fall? Of course I fell.
Well, I mean, did you hurt yourself?
Oh, my gosh. I break my neck, and you ask me, did I hurt myself?
Well, I just wanted to know. I'm sorry. What'd you want to fall for?
I didn't want to. I couldn't help it. I just tripped and plop I went.
Did you break anything, Cecil?
Yeah, the banisters.
Does it hurt?
Does what hurt?
Well, whatever you hurt.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So am I. Gosh, I thought I was gone.
You must have been gone from where you were standing at the top.
I know it. And I didn't stop off between the top and the bottom either.
Oh, poor Cecil. I'm so sorry. How did it happen?
Well, in a way, it's your fault.
My fault? Why, what could I have to do with it?
Well, I was in a hurry to come over here, and I started down the front steps as I pulled my sweater over my head.
Well, you can't blame me for that. I'm glad you were in a hurry, but I'm sorry you tripped.
If I wasn't in a hurry when I started, I was before I finished.
Cecil, you should never try to run down the front steps pulling a sweater over your head.
You don't need to tell me that now.
Well, what happened?
What happened? Nothing happened. I just took a tumble.
Oh, you sort of tumbled for me.
Oh, my leg.
Oh, did you fall on your leg, Cecil?
No.
Here, sit down, Cecil.
No, I'd rather stand up.
Well, tell me what happened, Cecil.
Well, I just stepped on the top step and it wasn't there, that's all.
Where was that?
I think it was on the bottom. At least that's where I found it.
I can't understand how you could fall down the steps.
You don't have to understand it. All you have to do is trip at the top.
Well, couldn't you stay on your feet, Cecil?
I stayed on my feet, but the house turned over.
Well, why didn't you grab onto the banisters?
I did. That's what broke them.
Goodness, I never fall down.
Well, you probably put on all your clothes before you start to run out of the house, too.
Yes, I do. It's a habit.
Well, it's a good habit. I'm going to do it after this. That's what I get for being in a hurry to see you.
What did you get, Cecil?
Plenty. Feel this bump on my head.
Let's see. Oh, goodness.
Ouch! Don't press on it.
Did you get that when you hit the bottom?
No. On the way down.
Oh, Cecil, you hit your eye, didn't you?
I didn't, but something did.
It's black, Cecil.
Well, you said once that you liked black eyes. What are you kicking about?
Cecil, did you put something on your bruises?
No, there was nobody home. So after I tumbled, I pulled myself together and came on over here.
You pulled yourself together? Goodness, did you come to pieces?
I don't know. I didn't stop to count the parts yet.
Well, you look all together. Come on, we'll put something on you.
What? I'm all right.
Oh, we ought to put something on that bump on your head.
There's something on it.
What?
Hair. It's all right.
Here, let me see. Oh, Cecil, what an ugly cut.
Is it very deep?
Oh, yes. Does it hurt?
Can you see my Adam's apple?
Oh, Cecil, you're so brave. You can joke in the face of danger.
There's no danger. It's all over.
Oh, no, it isn't. Why, you're liable to get headaches from this bump. You're even liable to get simple-minded.
I'm already simple-minded. This was the first time I ever wanted to be a cat.
What'd you want to be a cat for, Cecil?
So I could have landed on my feet. Ouch, Sally. What are you doing?
I'm just seeing if it hurts.
Well, it does. I wrenched my shoulder, too.
How'd you do that, Cecil?
How do you think I did it? In the bathtub?
I don't know, Cecil. I wasn't there.
Well, I wrenched it when I fell.
Oh, Cecil, that was serious. Why, just think, you might have hurt yourself.
I might have. Do you think this is a bedtime story I'm telling you?
I mean, you might have killed yourself. You might have broken your neck.
Oh, I think my neck's all right.
But you might have broken it.
I didn't fall on my neck.
Where did you hit, Cecil?
At the bottom of the steps.
Oh, you poor Cecil. I'm so sorry for you.
Well, if you're sorry for me, stop pushing on that bump.
Let me see your eye, Cecil. Close it.
I think it's going to close by itself in a little while.
Cecil, come on with me. We've got to dress that eye.
Dress it? Well, what do you mean, dress it?
Come on, now. You just leave it to me. I know what to do. I read a story about a nurse once.
I feel like I've been pushed through a meat grinder.
You look sort of that way, too. What are you limping for?
Now I ask you, what does a person usually limp for?
Oh, I know. You hurt your leg, didn't you?
Yes. Did I mention that I fell down the stairs?
Oh, Cecil, you're so funny.
Well, I don't feel that way. Where are we going?
In the kitchen.
Got a medicine chest in the kitchen?
I know what I'm doing.
That's good, because I don't. Oh, my head.
All right, now, here we are.
What are you going to do? What are you looking in the icebox for?
I'm looking for some beefsteaks.
Oh, nice. How did you know I didn't stop to eat dinner?
Well, this is going to be for your eyes.
Hey, what is this, a joke?
Oh, no, Cecil, that's what we have to do. Put some beefsteak on your eye.
What for? What good does it do?
Oh, it'll stop hurting and take the swelling out and... Well, let's see now, where is that?
Do I have to walk around with a hunk of meat over my eye?
If you want to keep it from closing. Now, where did that crazy cook put that steak? I know it's here someplace.
Maybe the mice swiped it.
Oh, it must be on the other side of the icebox. Oh, goodness.
Where did you ever hear about doing this?
Oh, I read it someplace. We'll see if it works. Ah, here it is. Goodness, now.
What's wrong now? Did the beefsteak turn out to be lamb chops?
No, it's beef, all right. Now, let me see. Let's see now.
What are you trying to do?
Well, I'm just trying to remember something.
About what?
Well, I've forgotten whether it has to be raw or cooked.
Well, you're the doctor. I don't know.
I'm the nurse. Now, let's see.
Well, that's cooked, what you have there.
Yes, I know it. Oh, well, I guess it doesn't make any difference.
Now, what do I do? Hold that over my eye and see what happens?
Yeah. This will do the trick. Now, put it on your eye.
Do you mind wiping the gravy off?
There, now that's good. Now press it against your eye.
Ooh, ouch. Gee, it's cold.
It feels better, though, doesn't it?
I don't notice any difference. How long do I keep it here?
Well, now let's see. I didn't read that part of the story.
It smells good.
That'll keep it from swelling.
Oh, this is tiresome. Can I take it down now?
Oh, I know. I'll get a towel and wrap it around your head and tie it up.
Oh, no, it's too much trouble. I'd rather let her get black.
No, now you wait while I get a towel.
Oh, I don't want to. It's too much trouble. I'm going to take it off.
No, now you wait a minute, Cecil. I'm going in here and get a dish towel. Goodness, there ought to be some in this drawer someplace if I can ever find them. We'll go upstairs and get some iodine and paint it.
Oh, you're going to paint me some nice brown eyes with iodine, huh?
Yes, now here's a towel. Now I can fix it up right. Here, I'll have to fold it up so it'll fit your head, though. All right, Cecil, turn around. Cecil, what'd you do with the beef?
I took it off. I didn't want it.
Now, you put it right back. Do you hear me? I'm going to fix you up right.
Ah, what are you beefing about?
The beef. Put it back on your eye.
I can't.
Where is it?
I ate it.
Oh, you did not.
I did, too.
Oh, Cecil, why'd you do that? That was all I had. Now, what'll we do?